So, Sam, you got a single out. How does that feel? You know, we're obviously gunning for Christmas number one. Is that just a completely surreal concept, or do you feel like you've been building up to this?
This is the end of the jigsaw puzzle for me. This is what I've always wanted, my own sort of single out. It feels weird when I hear it on the radio, I have to admit. I've downloaded it myself, only because I can. I really, really hope I get Christmas number one. That would be amazing.
Well, I've got an idea for the video, Sam.
Oh, I don't know if you should share
this. Of course
this.
I should share this. It's an idea for a video. Well, because obviously the song's called Skyscraper, and it's all about things falling down around you when there's still some hope, there's still a glimmer of hope in the skyscraper. I think what we should do, the film, I say we, I'm not going to direct it. Well, I could direct. Anyway, the film set is a broken world with just a just standing skyscraper. You're at the top singing, you're in a gorgeous dress, but everything else around you is a mess. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely amazing.
Beautiful.
I think you should be in it.
I told you.
You could be like a superhero that comes and saves me, because obviously I'm in a skyscraper.
On
my
And I just pick you up in my powerful arms, and it's like an officer and a gentleman, and then whoosh, we just fly off into the. Oh, yes. So,
yeah.
It works.
That would be amazing.
It works for me.
If you could let Simon Cowell know, that'd be great. Yeah. Get it. Exactly.
When he chats to me, I'll give him a shout.
Yeah. Have you not heard from him yet, then? How does that work?
No, I've had a tweet from him, a congratulations message, but I've not actually spoke to him yet, so he's concentrating on stuff over there, but I'm pretty sure that I'll be talking to him soon. So
I saw you.
I'm going to be very nervous.
Would exactly. Now, is it true you've got your album out in Easter, because it's usually about a year later?
It's going to be around springtime, hopefully, so we're kind of umming and ahhing on it, so it's just all up in the air at the minute. We're just trying to sort of sort out what's going to go on the album. You know, I'm just so excited to be working in a studio. You know, it's something I've always wanted to do, so I'm really excited.
Well, I mean, and obviously, we gather, is this true that you've in the last couple of days, you've handed in your notice at Gartree?
I've not officially done it, but it's inevitable that I won't be going back, but I'm going to make time at some point next week to go into the prison and just go and visit everybody and say thank you, because I wouldn't have been able to have done this if I hadn't been given that day off when I went to the governor and said, right, here, sir, there is the thing. I've got an audition for the X Factor and I'm down to work. Is there any way I could get the day off?
Yeah.
I'm really thankful that he took me seriously, and he probably thought, oh, we'll give her a go, you know, let her have a go. And then, you know, she'll be back to work Monday morning, it'll all gone wrong. But it didn't work out that way, and I ended up getting through and winning.
And finally, Sam, are you staying in Leicestershire, or are you moving off to LA, New York, London, Paris, Rome?
To be honest with you, I want to keep things as normal as possible. It's only an hour and a half away from London, so I'm going to stay where I am. So
far less smelly as well.
Yeah.
What an absolute pleasure. Well, Sam, we will continue to follow your success story, and it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget little Sam and Amy when you're in Hollywood.
Oh, bless you. Thank
you. What a pleasure.
Well done, Sam.